With the 9-day gun deer season just about half over, the number of deer being put on ice is multiplying quickly. Wildlife ecologist Tom Howard says all the deer shot in the 411 square mile eradication zone are being sampled and tested for the disease. If hunters choose not to keep the venison, the state will store the carcass until test results are back. Then a decision is made about how to dispose of the carcasses.
Each carcass is identified with a barcode label. And once the disease results come back, the testing results come back, those carcasses that do test positive will be incinerated. Those that do not test positive can be landfilled.
So far, the state has spent $93,000 storing thousands of deer carcasses that hunters don't want, more than $200,000 incinerating deer remains, and about $50,000 in transport and landfill costs. In other parts of the state where so far no deer have tested positive for the fatal disease, hunters are being told to landfill carcasses or bury the remains out in the woods. The state has taken samples from more than 20,000 deer heads collected so far outside the eradication zone since the gun deer season began last Saturday. Those heads are being disposed of in landfills. Once test results come back from the lab, they're posted on a new DNR website so that hunters who've stored their venison at home can match their deer tag to the results and find out if their deer is infected or not. Then they can decide whether or not to eat it, landfill it, or pay to have it incinerated. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.